never noticed that before. But King Sing, Singer King, it's very funny. Can you hear me? Yeah? Portia? Okay. Well, it's an immense pleasure to be here tonight. Thanks to Alan and Kelly and Ira. And we've never read together before. I think it's really true. This is the very... he's always asleep and I'm just reading and reading and reading. So this book is called The King, and it's in seven sections, and so I'm not balancing this reading very well. I'm gonna read like many poems from one section and one poem from some, but I'll tell you what section just because they have these titles that somehow, to me at least, seem to define what they're about in some ways. So the first section is called The Condition. Tonal pattern. Mothers to be on the floor in a ring. A ring of mothers to be unembarrassed, singing a progression, but taking her own tail up the ass might interfere with the fetus. It's funny, right? And I want to say a shout out right now to those listening on GXC, our local streaming community radio. I am on drugs, on an airplane, mentally, and there are some other things wrong with me. Perennially, I have control over them. How's the soup today? Convivial in the poor park, sipped from styro, a gray rain drizzled in, my natural prey, exactly what I wanted to say. Taking the airs, my natural airs, stop time while I move. I walk the junkie's walk, tilted, yet somehow my unborn child is protected, a degree of imperviousness, the wind and the rain, the hard shell, an impersonality. My natural predator, transgression, irresponsibility. The child, with all its natural immunity, will have been put on this earth, a test. Called Full Stop, and it's a shout out to classical romanticism. Curling up a romance, 12 o'clock high, the day creeping uphill away from ecstasy, week 13, three eggs en plat, one of three things I did yesterday, built a humanoid, watched it grow on TV where a child is born every day at some o'clock when incandescence roosts, crows, the new poetry, a game for fools. Back when I was born, my child, the poets didn't know yet. Just think, they yet trod lightly. They arose and went now to Innisfree. They wrote this song for me. And this book has a lot of poems in it about breastfeeding and breast milk, but I'm not going to read most of them. But this poem, indeed, for those who are not familiar with breast milk, colostrum is the substance that comes before your breasts make milk. So this is poem on colostrum. Coming down early, a favorable sign, unhindered, this rendition, like a hook, and it caught. There is always the case, no other case, this case, package, together and all in order, taking advantage of every good fortune, packed in favor, the habit of making, good body, moves to make, make the move, make the milk. Deeply psychological. Heavy with child, up at dawn, I listen and listen to the racket of the birds, but they do not wait for a response before they ask another question. So many things seem at an end. What doesn't is obvious and bears no contemplation or song. And then I surfaced a whole matrix or rubric, magical thinking, other kinds of thinking, but in layers, you understand, with supremacy, a honeycomb. And the next section is called The Baby. And I neglected to say, the book is arranged really chronologically throughout pregnancy, birth, actual baby, and with other sorts of kings in between. You know, the baby stands as this kind of king, and then there are other forms of higher powers. and so the first one, I think you'll all get this joke. It's called Laconic Parkway. I had a baby. It was inevitable. I was pregnant. And then, let's see. I guess I actually, yeah. So this, that's really all there is from that section. And then the next section is called The King. And this is sort of the title poem of the collection. King One. Alone at last with my feelings, the king an unlikely sentry, the king a peculiar, the king a makeshift. Thinking is dry and frivolous. I often have a hidden agenda, a secret. King Two. And why the king should choose to starve his son to death in isolation and torture him with water running pitiless on his nakedness, I'll never know. I woke up changed. You've got to spend money to make money. King Three. In the kingdom, you will live together forever because she is a fag hag and you are a fag hag hag. Family foundation. King Four. I wanted to make my son look like a king, but I could not bring myself to bind his forehead, to flatten the back of his head on a flattening board. Generally, I am opposed to mutilation, even manipulation. thought I'd read this poem, especially because I'm reading with my husband. It's a poem I've always been really intrigued by an earlier literary generation's habit of marrying and remarrying and remarrying and marrying and divorcing. And so this poem mentions that a little bit. The lees, and for those of you, the lees, you know, meaning like what's left in a teacup or a glass of beer, I guess, like sediment at the bottom, something like that. That's how I'm thinking of lees in this case. Song of faithful love, song of infidelity, eyes downcast in modesty, Lowell, Hardwick, how those people did get married. Cradle, a noun entirely outmoded, but a verb in use today. Because you do change, McCarthy, Rav, because the person makes you into another person, McCarthy, Wilson. This is why it makes a difference. To say it, much less think it, I love two men, or maybe three. Away from home, only soft clothing against my soft skin. On the road trip, away from home, I am not sleeping, only resting. The way back is a tree house. He would give me even his name. That's Mary McCarthy and Robert Lowell. I didn't, you know, for those of you who are wondering. And so this is sort of back to the baby. And this is called Erotics Normative. You remind me of what is normative, the miracle of flight, the flight of human thought, growth of the vitamin industry, nutrients outside the body, price fixing, that it can be done, GMOs, undercarriage made in hell, the illusion of perspective, exquisite chinoiserie, flight in air, eating fish, monstrous custodian of the left hand, conspicuously self-absorbed, you, one with the universe, refresh my memory. The baby idealized his mother while she was away. When she returned, he found it difficult to integrate his vision with the reality. Strong arm, overbite, protective coating. And there's a section in the book called The Lord, which is quite amusing, really, given that I'm not really a Christian. But here you go. And this poem, it's a little bit longer than what I read. It's called The Lord is Coming, All Bets Are Off. How you doing? I want to marry a toy maker outside of my community, get so-and-so to interrupt the motivational speaker. His eyes appear to be gray. Hovels and shacks in the huddle of city limits, within the constraints of my boundaries. Soon I shall be released to the previous. In the shadow of the street, the handsome recognize the handsome. His eyes in the immediacy appear to be gray. Now live together forever. Why does it have to be so previously? Extremely clever to make it that way. the urge for the love of God all in the past, loving God or man all out of proportion to his creation, wind-up toy, stuffed dimension. To the question, your only possible answer, she's natural. The sweater is deep black. The sleeves are casually pushed up, naturalistic. Sound of wild animal running from spider, the tall grasses, immaculate sound, glass animals of God hauled before the tribunal, nailed into position, freed from the freedom in the service of which I have been. Have you been seen by me in the shadow of the shadow and disappeared into composition? In the shade of greater longing, what little do I want from an encounter anymore? Set piece, a constitutional trot in vernal time, the cankerous fear of his coming unrealized. People are talking about mechanical accompaniment, precipitous mountains, the accompanying spirits rising up through deep infernal forest, fog-drenched but not beset, exactly, reluctant to countenance the import, fresh slick on my lips when I go to meet you. Why do you have to be so previous? Your eyes appear to be gray outside of your environment. The God in you greets the God in me summarily, and we proceed, experiment in shared reality. Lord, how I wept when I came upon it, you. I forget when last I had it, you. I must be in the middle now, the dead middle, on either side, morass, veiled valley, audiovisual, one word now, hand out for greeting, demand made upon me, I register as erotic, experiment in shared reality. We gather together to ask the Lord questions. Moments before his arrival, I was alerted to his presence. Mother, let me sit and stand for a moment while I regain perspective. I went down the staircase and there was no re-entry. If I fell in love with you, hand out on the open market, a toy offering in the shadow of the receding backside of Yahweh, go with me and be absorbed. My contact lenses are incredibly new today, and I can barely read my own words. It's really, I'm just like this. And the last section in the book is called Depth Essay, and it's, I'm going to read, it's got a lot going on in it that's about trying to, or not even trying, but having a very gentle epiphany about the idea that being in the world is easier if you accept that there are facts in the world or something like that, that you can learn things and that's what shared reality is, knowledge. So I tried to just pick the ones that are really about that. Dry Western Spring. All the wildlife at eye level, scrambling for fallen fruit, old lady portaging knee-deep over a field of blown dandelions. Here's what I see, and that's what I think. Wild arugula, perhaps, growing free-range, stinky, free-ranging, stinkily, in the tall desert grasses, in the unaccustomed wet, for all I know or care to know. what do I care to know about it? Back formation. Because I'm so smart, I don't have to think about it. I just want it, and it is mine. As in infancy, chug-a-lug. Therefore, I mean nothing. When I say it, I mean nothing by it. I don't know you when you read it. Gored by intent. Bored by content. That's why I love transvestites. Or perhaps I am bored by transvestites. Their thin disguises. There's a house for sale on the corner. It takes effort to understand. Inside, and every day. Could I be inside the house forever? For a short time, I could see beneath the first layer. The man hugged the tree with one arm and wielded the chainsaw expertly with the other. He sounds like the tea kettle crying. Water so miraculous, degrees of miracle? The history of water, what is it? In a book at my fingertips, at my disposal. It. You have to find a good recipe, one that's not too sticky or brittle or calcified. I guess I never thought too much about baking cookies. Well, think about it. And this last poem, it's funny. It was quoted, the last lines were quoted, and I realized that without the rest of the poem, it sounds like I'm just being really mean about having children, but I don't intend it to be that way, and so perhaps hearing the whole poem, you won't feel that way at the end. But it's called We've Had Our Children. We've had our children. Now what do we do with them? I see you leading them by the hand, a stumbling line on a walk down the block to deconstruction, all the live long day. Infants knock their heads against an unyielding shoulder in search of milk. Metaphorical shoulder, real milk. A category of relation called I hunger. I've had my children and cannot take that back. Buddhists call it suffering. But you know what I mean. Those Buddhists with their concept that we have the suffering and it is what we have. So anyway, thank you.
Can you read the poem that was on an NPR last Tuesday? You know, I just said it not.
anticipation of the body, a quartet of horsemen stand at a safe distance from the shore. The corporeal, a baby, I bodied forth. And I am watching at the shoreline, collecting seashells while I ingest something special to induce forgetfulness. Fruits are related, but this here is a made thing. No horses, no dividend, the rideless nucleus. All in black, as though to mock a mother's sorrow. You cannot have the body until you make me one in exchange. Thank you again.